This is Nothing But Good News Radio, and this is your host, Candy G. For those listening for the first time, I am a radio talk show host, coach, author, speaker, magazine publisher, and the founder of Nothing But Good News Media. I am also the originator of the Vision Program, specializing in developing sustainable, long-term visions to transform companies and individuals from the inside out, yielding extraordinary results. I have a strong desire to effect real change, as I myself rose from a life of meager existence as a single parent to a life of bounty and joy, and that's all through applying my spiritual principles and studies. Now, in this age of sound bites, providing good news in the media is the primary intention and the purpose for Nothing But Good News, New World Media. The principles that you will hear here are based on you, the listening audience, living your remarkable life, which is the foundation for the magazine, radio, webinars, blogs, online presence, and in all of the work that's delivered. I personally am dedicated to bringing high-quality information to the public through all of the programming and to satisfy the increasing demand for integrity, honesty, and impassioned living. And I hope you can hear the excitement in my voice today, because I'm so excited to bring you a guest who is one of my favorite authors. I am a student and a fan. I love his work, and I'm so happy that he's here to share his wisdom and his insight with the Nothing But Good News audience. I have with me today, I have Greg Braden. And for 25 years, Greg has searched high mountains, villages, remote monasteries, and forgotten texts to uncover timeless secrets. His work is now featured on the History Channel, the Discovery Channel, the Sci-Fi Channel, ABC, NBC, on and on and on. Deepak Chopra, who is the author of How to Know God, says, Greg Braden is a rare blend of scientist, visionary, and scholar with the ability to speak to our minds while touching the wisdom of our hearts. Truer words, I'm sure I haven't read. I'd like to welcome Greg Braden to Nothing But Good News Radio.
Candy G, I am so thrilled to be on your program today, and I'm thrilled to be with our audience today. Thank you. Just thank you so much for inviting me early in this year of 2012.
Ah, 2012. There's a conversation later.
Absolutely.
I just gave a quick rundown of some of the things that you've done. A little more, just another snippet on your bio. You are... Go ahead. Finish that.
I am.
Yes.
You're asking me to fill in the blanks?
I'm asking you to fill in the blanks, yes.
My history?
Yes.
Well, you know, it's interesting. A lot of people, when they ask me about my past, they know that I was in the corporations, science and technology. And they ask me how I made what they consider to be the quantum leap from that world into what we're talking about today. And I think as I share a little of that history, what I have found, and I think maybe what our listeners will find, is less of a leap, and more of a logical next step. I was a senior computer systems designer for Martin Marietta Defense during last year's the Cold War. I worked as a geologist for Phillips Petroleum during the first energy crisis that we had back in the 1970s. I was the first technical operations manager for Cisco Systems. In 1990, when the internet was first forming, and when a lot of that technology was just coming into play, so I've had the opportunity to understand the systems that so many of us rely upon for our lives today. Some of them are more visible than others, certainly, but ultimately, Candy G, it's about the way people think, it's about the way we work together, and it's about the way we translate what we think of ourselves and our relationship to the world into the ways of life that support the things that we feel are important for ourselves and our family. That's what I learned from the corporations. And so for me, it makes perfect sense to take what I learned in that world and now to translate it into an even bigger world, a planet that is undergoing a rare and precious moment of transition, and because the transition is in process, it's not finished yet. For many people, they perceive the change as crisis, and the crises that the best minds of our time are telling us we face right now are problems that are in the process of being solved. So as we can better understand ourselves, our relationship to the world, we can apply those understandings to the solutions that we begin to create for what are perceived as the crises of our time. And that's, I think, what we're going to talk about.
And I'm so excited. You know, I'm sitting here just so excited because all of this is such a big conversation. And I already know that an hour isn't going to be enough time, but hey, we're going to squeeze as much in as we can. I could tell that you and I could chat for hours and hours. But I want to get right to your new book and the title of your book, Deep Truth, subtitle being Igniting the Memory of Our Origin, History, Destiny, and Fate. Talk to me a little bit about what this title actually means.
It sounds like a pretty light read, doesn't it?
I'm telling you. You know, people have been looking at me carry this around with my notes and stuff. And actually, somebody here at the station just said, that looks pretty heavy to me.
Well, my mom read it in 4 hours, so she had a lot of questions. But it actually goes pretty quickly.
I think so, too. Yeah, I do, too.
It is based on science and scientific discoveries, but it's written in a language. It's very accessible, and I tried to move all the technical stuff to the back of the book for people that wanted to dive in a little deeper. But the question, the title, what I found, the book was released in October of this last year, 2011. But what I found, Candy G, is it was interesting that the word truth itself, when people see that on the title of the book, it means different things to different people. I discovered quickly that for some people it's actually a hot button, and they felt like it was very presumptuous for me to write a book with the word truth on the title. And so I'd like to begin just by sharing with our listeners where the title comes from. It was part of a conversation that one of the great physicists of the 20th century, Niels Bohr, was having with his friend and colleague Albert Einstein in the mid-1940s. The two men, as colleagues and also as friends, they were talking about the nature of truth. And in the context of their conversation, it was scientific truth. And what Niels Bohr said, there was a single sentence, and I'm just going to quote that sentence. What he said is that it is the hallmark of any deep truth that its negation is also a deep truth. That's the end of the quote. When I first read that, I sat in silence just for a couple of moments. It was so profound what he was saying, because in the mid-1940s, the new scientific discoveries were appearing in the technical journals almost on a weekly basis, and what scientists had held to be true, the deepest truths of the science that describes our relationship to the world, it was changing. Every time those new reports were coming out, they were telling us something about ourselves that negated what was believed the week or the month before. This is the essence of what Niels Bohr said. He said, when new discoveries change what we have held to be true in the past and tell us those things are no longer true, then the new discoveries themselves become the new deep truth. And as I read that and came to understand that, Candy G, what I found is it was a perfect description for precisely where we find ourselves in the world today. We, and this is where context is so important, we are living a time, the best minds of our time are in fact telling us, excuse me, that we are living the greatest crises, the greatest number of crises in 5,000 years of recorded human history. Never has a single generation been asked to solve so many big problems in such a brief period of time, and each problem, each crisis in and of itself is of such great magnitude that if it's left unchecked, it's going to cause even bigger problems in our lives and our world today. So that's never happened. And as I came to understand that, that's the context. What I also came to understand was that the crises that we face in the world today, and we'll talk about some of these in a few moments, I'll identify them, but those crises are the result of a way of thinking based on what we believe about ourselves and our relationship to the world. So the crises are telling us that where our beliefs may be incorrect, where they may not have served us in the past. The good news is that new discoveries are telling us where we can correct our thinking. The flip side of the good news is that there is a reluctance, and in some cases an outright resistance, in mainstream to share the new discoveries with everyday people. There's a reluctance.
And Greg, don't you think that is because once folks hold on to have a belief, it's their truth, they don't want to shift the truth. Now, I want you to answer that question for me, but I want you to answer that question when we come back from a commercial break. This is Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G, and we have Greg Braden here. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.
Are you looking for reliable shipping? Would you like to truck your shipment to the Caribbean, Latin America, and Mexico? Do you want shipping options? Then call Amerijet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at www.amerijet.com. Amerijet has daily all cargo flights and provides service to all Caribbean islands and major airports in Mexico and Latin America. For all commercial and personal shipments, visit our website at amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059.
This is Chris Gloss from Atlanta, Georgia. Candy G's book, Now Boarding and Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life, has changed my entire life. From her book, I have begun the process of re-scripting my life for a better future. Her book has actually helped me put my life on a path towards everything that I have ever dreamed and hoped and prayed for. I say to you, Candy G book should be required reading for you. I have made a decision not just to read her book, but to study her book. I refuse to miss any of the treasures in her book. That's why I will study it and use every strategy and technique that she talks about, because to this point, it has made a tremendous difference. If you're ready to make a difference in your life, get the book now.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz.
Hey, this is Candy G, and I want to welcome you back to Nothing But Good News Radio, right here with Greg Braden. You know, Greg, before we went to commercial break, you know, what were we talking about? You were holding that thought for me.
We were talking about new discoveries, the fact that new discoveries are overturning some of the deepest held truths of science that describe our relationship to the world. New discoveries are giving us very good reasons to change the way we think about ourselves. That's the good news. The flip side is there's a reluctance to share this, and I want to be very clear. It's a reluctance in mainstream television, in mainstream documentaries, in mainstream classrooms, in mainstream textbooks. And I want to emphasize, it's not the teacher's fault in the United States of America. I know that this program reaches beyond the borders of our country, but in the United States of America, the teachers are bound by the covenants of each individual state that determine what can and cannot be taught in the classroom. So while many teachers would like to teach the new discoveries, the laws of that state actually prevent them, and the agreements of the state and the educational system, the curricula, prevent them from sharing those new discoveries.
When I listen to you talking, you know, I look at the larger sense of things, and then I whittle it down to the individual, and I take a look at each one of us and say, I've learned something, and I believe it's my personal truth. So I'm reluctant to believe that something else might be true. And so there's a bit of that I'm hearing in the grander sense. Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, yes, to some degree. I mean, there are a lot of reasons for the reluctance. Some of it is simply habit. There is a story, a scientific story of our relationship to the world that the modern world has embraced since the birth of science about 300 years ago. It's hard to change that story. There's money. It costs money to change that story, to reprint millions of textbooks. There's ego. There are individuals, teachers, university professors, that have dedicated an entire lifetime to perpetuating a story that was based on the best information of the time and in their lifetimes. And it's hard, Candy G, for some people to say, you know, that story was wrong or that it was incomplete. Personally, my personal belief is that we teach what we know to be true during the time we know it, and science is designed to be constantly updated. As new discoveries come to light, those new discoveries must be incorporated into the existing story, or the story is no longer scientific. So this would be important. It would be key, paramount, at any time. But I'm going to go back to the context. We are living this time of radical change in our lives. If I'm just going to speak to our listeners. Listeners, if you're listening to this program, I know that you know this is no ordinary time in the history of our, certainly of our nation, and the history of our world. And it's not your imagination. The best minds of our time are telling us that we are facing unprecedented crises, and some of these we've got to solve within the next 18 to 24 months when it comes to crises of the global economy, for example, or when it comes to how we solve our problems without going to war. And everyone, I think, senses there's a big war looming on the horizon in the Middle East right now. It's a war that never need happen, and the global economy doesn't have to collapse completely, and people don't have to suffer to the degree that is possible if we don't change the way we think. So the new discoveries are giving us good reasons to make that change, and the problem has been sharing those new discoveries in a broad general audience, in a mainstream audience, so that we can incorporate the new discoveries as we solve the greatest crises of our time.
And what is the best way to share the new discoveries and to be able to share it as truth?
Well, that's a good question. What I'd like to do, in the book Deep Truth, and I'm going to be in your part of the world, in South Florida. We're actually going to talk about these in a very visual sense, a very fast-paced, multimedia visual program. On the telephone and on the radio right now, I'm just going to do it through these words. What I'd like to do, in the new book, there are five key assumptions, scientific assumptions, that you were taught when you were in school, I was taught when I was in school, most of our listeners were taught when they were in school. If they have young people in school, they're being taught today. Every one of these, Candy, is scientifically proven. Peer-reviewed papers are telling us that these assumptions are false. But the new discoveries that help us to understand the true nature of what these assumptions are all about, there's a reluctance to carry those. So what I'd like to do in mainstream, I'd like to just identify these five quickly, and then we can zero in on a couple that are having the greatest impact in our lives today, and what we may do to apply that information in our lives. And I think that'll be a long answer to the short question.
Okay, all right, let's talk about the five assumptions.
Okay, I'm just going to identify these quickly, and then we can zero in on a couple. The first one is very obvious. It's a Darwinian assumption about the role of evolution in our lives. When I was in school, I was taught, young people today are being taught, that evolution explains life in general and human life specifically. The problem is the data doesn't support that. The facts do not support that. New discoveries are giving us new ways to think about our relationship to life in the past, and those new discoveries are not being allowed in the classrooms or in the textbooks. So this is number one. Number two, civilization itself. We're taught that civilization is only about 5,000 years old, that it was a one-time deal that happened from the primitive state of the past in a linear sense to the sophistication of the modern world that we see today. And again, the problem is the data doesn't support it. New discoveries are showing evidence of advanced civilization, and it's not just one or two that are anomalies. There is a pattern of advanced civilization that dates now into the end of the last ice age that changes our relationship to the past and the way we think about ourselves in that relationship. And that information is simply not being carried in the classrooms and the textbooks. Number three is based on some ideas of physics. It says that consciousness is somehow separate from our physical world. And number four is related to this, that the space between physical things is empty. Both of these ideas in physics we know are not true. The technical papers, peer-reviewed papers, are telling us that, but it's not being taught and it's not being shared, and the average person on the street doesn't think the way that the new discoveries are leading us to understand ourselves and our relationship to the world. And number five, the last one in this list, but it's the one I'd like to zero in on first, is another Darwinian assumption. And I'm going to share it in Darwin's own words, that nature is based on what he called survival of the strongest. Survival of the strongest, later interpreted as survival of the fittest. And I think this false assumption, and it is absolutely scientifically peer-reviewed papers proven that this is false, but it has played such a powerful role, Candy G, in every one of our lives in unconscious as well as conscious ways. And as we begin to understand the role that this false assumption has played, it becomes clear why so many systems are breaking down around us, because they're deeply entrenched in this idea that nature is based upon survival of the strongest, that we live in a dog-eat-dog world is the term that that many people use to describe this. So are you okay if we start with this one? And kind of
No, I think this is great. But before we start there, because I'm keeping an eye, I know we're going to go to commercial break in about 60 seconds or so. And before we start talking about this one and the facts beyond the assumptions, you know, one of the things, you know, I take your grand idea of things and I kind of whittle it down to the individual. And what I think about is out of breakdown comes breakthrough. And that through all of these breakdowns, these crises, what's happening now is that we have an opportunity to grow, build, create a much better world.
Absolutely. I do the same. I start with the big ideas because that's the context, and then whittle it down to what it means in my life, what it means in the lives of our listeners. And this one false assumption that nature is based on survival of the strongest is so deeply entrenched into our lives. We come back from the break. That's why I'd like to begin there, and let's see the role that it's played in our lives in the crises of the world.
And I think that's great. And what we're going to do is we are going to mention right before we go to break that you are going to be in Boynton Beach, right around the corner from us here, and that is going to be on February 18th, which is just a couple of weeks away. There's a workshop in Boynton, and keep listening, because what we're going to do is we're going to give you how to find where it's going to be. We want you to come out, because this is going to be an absolutely amazing one-day event with Greg Braden, and you'll get a great understanding of these things. Greg, I'm so happy you're here. We have so much more to talk about. This is Nothing But Good News Radio, and we're going to skip off to commercial break and be right back.
Do you need help shipping? AmeriJet website offers quick quotes, online booking, and door pickup for all your shipments to the Caribbean, Latin America, and Mexico. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Doing business with AmeriJet is fast and easy. Schedule all-caller service to all major destinations by air and ocean with no weight or commodity restriction. Call AmeriJet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
Now boarding. Next stop, Your Remarkable Life. Hello, this is Les Brown. A Remarkable Life is available to all of us. And Candy G, internationally recognized speaker, life coach, and author, gives us the keys to release the imprisoned splendor, as Elizabeth Browning would say. Candy G is the message that she brings. She has a strong sense of purpose to change the planet and transform people's lives. Candy G and I have shared the stage throughout the United States and all the way to London. Everyone has been amazed with the strategic thinking and winning approach they have gained, not only from her speeches and seminars, but also from her celebrated life coaching program. Now Boarding brings forth a great deal from that program, tied in with Candy G's own life experiences and guaranteed to change your life. This book will enable you to live the life others only dream about. This has been Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy, Candy G. You've made us all proud.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz.
Candy G.
Welcome back. This is Nothing But Good News Radio. Candy G here with Greg Braden. And we are talking about deep truths and where we are in our world today and what we can do to help it become the biggest, best world possible. But first, what we're going to do is go back and talk about that last, what did we call it, a false assumption?
Well, there were five false assumptions, scientific assumptions. There are certainly others that exist. These are five that I chose for the book that I believe are playing the largest role, having the greatest impact on our lives today. And the reason is simply this, Candy G. When we look at the crises in the big world, or we look at the problems in our personal lives, the way that we solve those problems, the bottom line to every choice, the reason for every choice that we'll ever make in our lives, or that we ever have made in our lives, and the the basis for every decision that you and myself and our listeners have ever made in our past or will ever make today or our future, the basis for the policies that our lawmakers make, for the laws that are passed, all of those things, as different as they are from one another, they're all based on the way we answer a very, very simple, deceptively simple question. And the question is simply this. Well, we have to answer this for ourselves, individually and collectively. The question is, who are we? Who are we? Or for ourselves, who am I? And the way we answer that question becomes the lens through which we will focus every solution to every problem, every decision, every choice, every policy, every law. It's all about the way we think of ourselves and our relationship to the world. For many of us here in the West, and I'm talking about the modern Western world, consciously and often subconsciously, we have come to rely upon what science has told us for the last 150 years or so about our relationship to the world. Now, this isn't true when I go into the monasteries of Tibet, for example, or into the Andes mountains of southern Peru. They do not define themselves by what science tells us about our relationship to the world. They've got another criteria. But for us in the modern world, the scientific understandings play a huge, sometimes deceptively simple role in the way we think of ourselves and our relationship to the world. And that's why these false assumptions are so important, to understand what we have been taught, what we've been led to believe, where they may have served us in the past, where they're breaking down now, what the new discoveries are telling us about those relationships. So this number five, the fact that Darwin, in 1859, Charles Darwin, made a statement that nature is based upon survival of what he called the strongest. And many of us have heard it more recently interpreted as survival of the fittest. That idea, Candy, that idea is so deeply entrenched into our lives and the way that we're taught to excel in the classroom as students, into the way that corporations that we trust and rely upon to run our world are based, the economic system, the global economic system that is collapsing right now is a big example of precisely this principle, this unsustainable principle that is not able to withstand the pressure of its own unsustainability. It's collapsing under its own weight. So I'd like to go back to where this began, talk a little bit about Darwin, what the new discoveries are showing us, why his ideas are false, and what it means in our lives. And that'll lead into a couple of the other key assumptions. Are you okay if we do it that way?
Oh, no, very good. This is a thrilling conversation for me.
Well, you know, I'm going to begin with Charles Darwin. And, you know, Darwin's gotten kind of a bad rap in the modern world. And I just want to begin. I was trained as a scientist. I think science is good. I support the scientific method. I think our lives are certainly better because of science in our world, on the one hand. And on the other hand, science does not have all the answers. Science doesn't have all the understandings. There are huge gaps and inconsistencies in our scientific understanding of the world today. And in 1859, when Charles Darwin released his very first book, it was titled On the Origin of Species, it was certainly even more true in his time. Now, before 1859, all of the big questions about us and our relationship to the world were answered largely through the religious and the spiritual communities. A lot of it was through the Catholic Church. So the idea of where do we come from and how do we get here and how do things work in this world, those were all in the realm of religion and spirituality. So Charles Darwin was the first scientist that took a scientific stab at answering some of these big questions. And because of that, because his ideas were based in science, Kennedy, they were embraced quickly without a lot of examination. They were embraced quickly. They became deeply entrenched into our lives and the way that we work today. And one of the key components to what Darwin put forth, the ideas he put forth, I think Darwin was probably a pretty good scientist. In my opinion, this is where Charles Darwin went wrong. He took observations that he made for some forms of life in some parts of the world, and he tried to apply them to all life everywhere, including human life. And the problem is that the data simply does not support that assumption. So, for example, Darwin went into the wild and he saw species of birds. He saw two siblings of one species of bird in a nest. And when another bird came into the nest that wasn't of the same family, that bird, because it was different, it was immediately ejected, kicked out of the nest, and left to fend for itself and to die. Or he saw a species of ants, larger ants, that would actually capture smaller colonies of ants and make slaves out of those ants. So when Darwin saw these things in nature, what he published, what he said he believed he was seeing, were little examples in nature of a general law that applies to all life everywhere, including us. And that law, he stated, is multiply, vary, let the strongest live, and the weakest die. Let the strongest live, and the weakest die. This is a very, very dangerous way to think. And I've had audiences, live audiences, all over the world, not just in the United States or North America. They've said, even through the translators, they said, okay, Greg, you know, we get that that wasn't the best conclusion from Darwin. But that was 1859. So what difference could it possibly make in our lives today? And the answer to that question is why we're having this conversation today, because civilization in the modern world, the Western world as we know it, is largely based upon the ideas from the late 1800s, early 1900s. This idea of survival of the strongest, it is. It's what our corporations are based upon. They're not based upon what's good for people. They're based upon what's good for the corporation itself. Our global economic system that is collapsing. It's collapsing because it has reached an unsustainable limit that is taking this false assumption to an extreme, and now we get to see where the extreme is breaking down. But for anybody that has any doubts about the role that survival of the strongest played, some of the most twisted, distorted, horrendous examples of human suffering and genocide of the 20th century, we're now in the 21st century, but from the 20th century, we're actually based and justified in Darwin's thinking. Hitler, for example, paraphrased Darwin. He didn't even give him credit for his own work, but he paraphrased him and used Darwin's ideas to justify his thinking of why some groups of people, populations, were inferior to others. Chairman Mao paraphrased Darwin and gave Darwin credit. Chairman Mao said these are scientific principles, and because they're based in science, they justify the reason that we have determined these populations are inferior and must be eliminated. And the genocides, Pol Pot, the genocides of the 20th century, and if you're listening to this, you know it didn't stop then. It's happening today, are justified in this false thinking. So this is one example of where these false assumptions are dangerous, they're deeply entrenched, they're perpetuated in our lives today. But this is the good news program.
Right, this is
so
exactly.
I want to go to the good news.
All right, and I'm going to let you go kind of quickly to the good news.
All right, the good news is that the new discoveries simply do not support this. Over 400 peer-reviewed studies in the late 20th and now early 21st century are telling us this idea, survival of the strongest, competition versus cooperation, that the optimum amount of competition in any environment is zero. In the workplace, in the playing field, in the home, in the community, in the classroom, and I'm talking about violent competition, not a friendly game of checkers or baseball. The optimum amount is zero because competition always, always hurts the individual and the community, that cooperation and mutual aid is the law that nature is based upon. While it is true that competition happens under some circumstances, it is not the overarching rule of nature, and that changes the way we think about ourselves and our relationship to the world. And I know we have to go to a break.
We're going to go to a commercial break. You know, this is such great stuff, and I have so many questions, so many ideas, and so many thoughts, and we're going to go to a quick break, and then we're going to come back and talk about how can we take these assumptions and begin to live our life in a way where we, the individual, me, Candy G, anybody listening, what can we do to make a difference in this world today? We love what you have to share, Greg, and this is Nothing But Good News Radio. We'll be right back.
Shipping small packages to family and friends in the Caribbean? Amerijet has the right service for you. Small package shipping starts at just $35. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Amerijet has the best all-cargo service for small and large shipments. You can choose from airport to airport service and door pickup at home or office. Call Amerijet 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
Candy G is a sales coach, life skills coach, speaker, author, and personal motivator. A recognized leader in the motivational speaking industry, Candy G teaches universal, timeless principles and real-time action steps, revealing the secrets to true success, happiness, and personal prosperity. She shows others how to master their own lives. For more information on events with Candy G or available products and services, please contact 1-888-526-3334 or visit us online at www.candyg.com. Candy G is also available to customize programs for your corporation, group, or organization.
I just completed the most fabulous program that I ever had the opportunity to be a part of. I'd like to thank you, Candy, for all your help and your inspiration. A little down on myself, not knowing where I was going, but you have brought it out of me. You've given me the confidence to know that I can achieve anything that I set my mind to.
Hi, this is your host, Candy G, and welcome back to Nothing But Good News Radio. And here we are with Greg Braden, who will appear in South Florida at the Boynton Beach Women's Club Saturday, February the 18th from 10 to 5. Come join me. It's so amazing. He has so much to share, so much to teach us. For more information and to purchase tickets, go to illuminatedstarproductions.com, illuminatedstarproductions.com, and we'll make sure again before the end of the hour that you know where to find this amazing event. So, Greg, I'm going to go right back to you, and we were talking about what can we do? What can the individual do? How can we be part of bringing this air of cooperation to the world today?
Absolutely. This is so key. And keep in mind, Candy G, this is only one. We've only talked about one of these five false assumptions of science. All of them play a powerful, pivotal role. This stuff would be important any time in our lives. But I'm going to keep coming back to the context. Everyone knows something's up in the world. Something is very, very different is happening right now. And we all know that we've got some problems. The best minds of our time are calling them crises. Other people are simply calling it change. But the key is we must think differently than we have ever thought before and apply that thinking to the things that are not working in our world, the unsustainable ways of living. So when we go about solving the economic collapse that is in process right now on a global basis, or the corporate collapses that we're seeing now, when we go to look at how we solve our jobless problem or education in the classroom or the solution for that big war that everybody thinks is good for the economy looming over the horizon in the Middle East, what we're missing is that peace is a viable economy. And the statistics show it very, very clearly. And that nature, when we use violent competition to solve our problems, we're actually going against the most fundamental rules, laws of nature. Nature is not based upon competition. There's a very prestigious journal. It's called New Scientist. April 2008, a scientist named Michael LePage, I'm just going to share a beautiful quote that is contrary to what we've been led to believe in the past. He said, and this is a quote, he said, "What we see in the wild is not every animal for itself." He said, "Cooperation is an incredibly successful survival strategy, and when cooperation breaks down, the results can be disastrous." So we are living examples of the disastrous result of a breakdown in cooperation. It's also the doorway to the opportunity to embrace the new discoveries. So these discoveries give us a really good reason to think differently and to put that thinking into action. So it's less about, I just want to maybe give a couple of examples here. I'm not saying that the competition never happens. We all know that it does. Competition is in response to specific circumstances and situations. But in the classroom, for example, our young people are being taught to get the right answer at whatever cost or to win the game at whatever cost. It's less about the excellence that they can become within themselves, and it's more about exploiting the weakness of those people that we're working with. And now we know that when we do that, we're actually violating some of the most basic laws of nature. You know, if people want a beautiful example of how deeply the role of cooperation is entrenched in our lives, we don't have to look any further than our own bodies. We think we're here as individuals, but my dear friend and colleague, Dr. Bruce Lipton, tells us in his book, The Biology of Belief, that we are a community. Every one of our bodies is a community of about 50 trillion individual cells that must cooperate on the deepest levels to give us the life and the health and the vitality that we embrace every day. And when that cooperation breaks down, we know what the illness and the disease is all about. So we embody nature's one of nature's deepest rules of existence, is this rule of cooperation. So what does it mean on the big level? What does it mean for our personal lives? Every one of us, in every moment of every day, we make a choice to either compete or cooperate in the way we work for our families, the way that we bring income into the home, the way that we treat one another in our lives. But it goes even beyond that. So my sense is our time is going quickly. So I'd like to share a way that everyone can contribute to supporting this level of cooperation before we end our program today. Is it okay if I do that?
Oh, absolutely. And we still have about 8 minutes, so.
Well, this is what we do, our personal actions and our personal lives. I think everyone is willing to change and make changes in their lives if we see a good reason to make the changes. And that's where the science comes in. It gives us the reasons to think differently. And for many people, it gives us the reason to support in our daily lives the things that we believe in our heart of hearts about our truest existence. I think we all sense that mutual aid and cooperation is really what nature is based upon. It's not about dog eat dog, as we've been led to believe for 150 years or so. I'm going to just give an example. Our own science now is telling us that the human heart plays a number of roles that are very profound in this role of cooperation in our lives. Our hearts do much more than simply pump blood into our bodies. That every human heart generates the strongest electrical and the strongest magnetic field of any organ in the human body. That is a scientific fact in peer-reviewed journals. What now is beginning to become very clearly understood is that those fields generated by our individual hearts are part of a larger collective field that connects and sustains all life on the Earth, the magnetic field of the Earth. It's a very real field. This isn't about new thought or new age. Satellites 22,000 miles in space measure the magnetic field of the Earth every 30 minutes, and they send those signals back to the scientists of the Earth. And when a big event happens here on Earth, like 9/11, for example, and everyone is focused on that event and our hearts are outpouring emotion in that window of time, it influences the field of the Earth that connects and sustains all life. That field, the quality of that field, plays a huge role in how we think and how we go about solving our problems. When the field, the magnetic field of the Earth, that collective field, when it is in what's called a coherent state, like the hours and days right after 9/11, if you think about how everyone came together as a family in the world, right after tragedy opened our hearts, and our open hearts created a field of coherence on this planet. And it was a good thing for a small window of time, and I think we all probably remember that. What scientists now know is it's possible to do that without having a tragedy to create it. We can choose to create coherence in our individual lives. We can choose to feed and nourish this collective field because we want to, because we understand our relationship to the field. And when we do that, the more that we can nourish and nurture this collective field, the greater degree of cooperation, mutual aid, our willingness to work together to solve our problems becomes possible in a coherent field that we can all create. Let me just give a quick example of this. Right after 9/11, I was in Paris, France, in an audience of about 3,500 people. And there was a man in the audience that became very upset about something. I think it was about a seat assignment where he was in the auditorium. Security came in, and they were going to make him leave. And I know there are no accidents. So I asked him, I said, you know, if you want to ask him to stand outside, wait in the hall for 3 minutes. And for 3 minutes, while that man was gone, we went through a series of exercises based on modern science and our most cherished and ancient heart-based spiritual traditions. We married those together. We created a heart-based field of coherence in that room for 3 minutes. Then we asked the man to come back in and gave him a microphone and a translator because my French is terrible. And I asked him, I said, please tell me what you're experiencing. And he had the strangest look on his face. And what he said is the reason I'm sharing this story. He said, in my mind, I know why I'm angry. He said, but I can't feel the anger in my heart.
Wow.
He could not access the emotion of anger because the coherent field that he had walked into made, it was a disconnect between the anger in his heart and the field that was present in the room that he came into. The reason I'm sharing that, because what happened in that room for one man is possible for a planet. It's very hard for a leader of a nation to declare war on their neighbor when they're in the presence of heart-based coherence. And what we now know is it's possible to create, for a relatively few number of people, to create and maintain that coherence on a global level. You may have had some other guests on that have talked about this. The Institute of Heart Math, H-E-A-R-T, capital M-A-T-H, all one word, Northern California, is a science-based research organization that is taking this principle and putting into place the first-of-its-kind science-based project designed to create global coherence. It's actually called the Global Coherence Initiative, GCI. For listeners who would like to know more about this, if you go to glcoherence.org, all the research is there, all of the studies. And it shows you and answers the question, what can we do? It shows you how you may become part of a community that contributes coherence every moment of every day into this collective field that gives us the power in this era of transition to tip the scales of peace, life, healing, and cooperation in our favor as we go through this time of change. We're not going to stop the change, but I think we have the opportunity by embracing these deep truths that we can direct where this change leads and maybe soften the landing for some of the radical change, including what's happening in the economic system that's affecting all of our lives today. And this is what I wanted to say before our program was winding down today, Candy.
Well, and I appreciate that. And what we're going to do is here at Nothing But Good News Radio, we're going to check into that and we're going to see what other good news we can get about that and share that information as well. You know, Greg, what I want to say to you is I want to say thank you, not just on behalf of myself, Nothing But Good News Radio and the listening audience, but the planet. You're here. You're here today because you were meant to be. And I meant here in the bigger sense of sharing this information as we all grow to a greater future. And I believe in this heart coherence and we can lock arms and truly, truly make a difference. So my humblest blessings of gratitude to you today.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Just thank you for being such a gracious host and all you do.
Thank you.
I just want our listeners to know, in the last 5 years, I've been on every continent of the earth, not every nation, but every continent. And while we sometimes take this kind of programming for granted here in our country, there are a lot of places in the world where it's simply not available, not even through the internet. It's filtered. So we are very blessed to have this kind of programming, we can have this kind of conversation. So, Candy G, I want to thank you for your vision, your dedication, your wisdom to make this possible, and again, for being such a gracious host with me today.
Thank you. Awesome. And I will see you on the 18th at your event. I know you have another interview, so we're going to go ahead and let you go, and we're going to dip off to a short break, and we're going to come back and let everybody know how to come out and see Greg Braden right here in Boynton Beach. Thank you, Greg.
Thank you so much.
AmeriJet is the only all-cargo carrier offering online shipping to more destinations throughout the Caribbean, Mexico, and Latin America. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Book and pay for all your shipment online and receive an instant discount. AmeriJet website provides free quotes and online tracking to all its customers. Call AmeriJet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website amerijet.com.
Hi, I'm Anne from Fort Lauderdale. Now, I'm no stranger to the self-help aisle in the bookstores, and there are so many fabulous motivational speakers out there, but somehow I have never been able to apply what they say to make my life as happy and successful as theirs. Until I read Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life by Candy G. In this book, Candy G takes motivational speaking out of the theoretical right into the practical. Her step-by-step instructions on how to identify the blocks we have to our own success and happiness, followed by step-by-step instructions in her reclamation process, is like some kind of magic bullet aimed at creating the life that we desire and so richly deserve. Candy G is a remarkable woman who used these same tools to create a life overflowing with love and success. And now this remarkable method is available in her first book, Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life. Don't hesitate to buy it and just watch magical things start happening in your life.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz.
I want to welcome you back to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G, and we just had the most incredible interview with Greg Braden, and we were talking about his book, Deep Truth, Igniting the Memory of Our Origin, History, Destiny, and Fate. And he is a New York Times bestselling author and an amazing speaker, scientist, a spiritualist. It's amazing the things that Greg has to share. And I've said it a couple of times. I'm a student and a huge fan. And I'll say it again. He's extraordinary energy. And how fun that we have the opportunity to spend an entire day with him. And he is someone who truly, truly knows what's happening. He is considered the 2012 expert. He is also a wisdom writer and a spiritual scientist. And he's coming to South Florida on February the 18th for a one-day workshop in Boynton Beach. And the program is based on his newest book, and I've said it many times this hour, is Deep Truth. It is time to address, is what Greg says, and he realizes that it's time to address our conscious intentions. And we talk about that a lot here on Nothing But Good News Radio because we understand how important it is, our intentions, our conscious thought. So we must ask ourselves, what will we create collectively, and will we learn to cooperate? An extraordinary conversation we've had today about cooperation. So be inspired to dream the new world era with Greg Braden right here in Boynton Beach, Florida. You can go to illuminatedstarproductions.com. That's illuminatedstarproductions.com for Greg Braden's February 18th workshop. Register today. This is Candy G. I will be there. Now, the hour's not done yet. We've still got a few minutes to go, but please come out and join me on the 18th. He is someone who really does, really has a clue of what's going on. And as we move forward collectively, I think it's important for all of us to understand that it's time for us to really lock arms. And as he says, let's cooperate. What can we do together? How can we cooperate and make this be the best world that we want it to be, the best life that we want it to be, the best year, the best century, the best all of it, as we grow through this very, very, very special time? A lot of people see this as a time of crisis, and what I know is out of breakdown comes breakthrough, and there are new things that we will all learn to be able to move forward to create the world that we want. You know, he talked about, you know, on the show, he talked about five false assumptions and the facts behind it. And he talked about how nature really relies upon cooperation and mutual aid, not competition for survival. There are unmistakable signs of an intelligent design. And he also says, and I so know this to be true, and I've talked about this many, many times on this program, that our emotions directly influence what happens in the sea of energy that we are bathed in. How can we use that? How can we make a difference for ourselves? And the universe, our world, and our bodies are made up of a shared field of energy, a matrix that makes the unity, this unity known as entanglement, possible. And what is it that we can do with all of this? I have been studying, reading, listening, understanding many of these principles for many, many, many years. And for folks that have heard me on this program before, you've heard me talk about my story. And my story's been coined from peanut butter to private jets. How did I go from broke, homeless, single mother to building a sales team to the top 4% in the world? How did I go from broke, homeless, single mother to being on the radio, making films in LA, doing the things that I do? It's all come through understanding so many of these principles, but not just understanding them, truly, truly, truly applying them. Now, in order to get the principles and understand what they are so that you can apply them, one of the best things you can do is come out to this day with Greg Braden. Really listen to what he has to say. Really learn what it is that he has to say. And at the end of the day, you say, okay, Candy G, peanut butter to private jets. It is not what I have physically created that has been the most important to me, but it has been this journey called life, how I've been able to grow through and understand, how I have learned how to grow into and become the person that I want to become. And it's all come through understanding certain spiritual principles and scientific law. It is the combination of the two. And what I have discovered is, whether it's ancient, old scientific writings or teachings, or it's spiritual teachings or scientific studies, it all gets to the same place. And so, again, I urge you to come out, and you can always contact me, Candy G at CandyG.com. That's K-A-N-D-E-E-G at CandyG.com. And you can find out how to register for Greg's event. And also, I'm very excited to say that the next issue of Nothing But Good News magazine is just recently released. And you can go right to my website, CandyG.com, K-A-N-D-E-E-G.com, and you can go right to the front page, click on the magazine, or go to Nothing But Good News section and click on the magazine, and there's a full page ad in there on Greg's event, and it'll tell you who to call, where to go, how to sign up, how to register. But I'm telling you, I'm really going to urge you, because this is one person who hasn't been in South Florida. He's going to be here. I know I'm pushing this event hard. And the reason that I am, you never hear me push anything so hard. The reason I am is because this is a huge opportunity for you to step out and really, really, really get touched by some amazing, amazing, amazing information. You know, we're almost done for the hour. One of the things that I want to say is tomorrow is Valentine's Day, so it's a big happy Valentine's Day to everyone. Hey, what a great Valentine's gift. Grab your significant other and say, let's go out and listen to Greg Braden and find out how we can be part of cooperating, how we can be part of this heart-based coherent field. We can add to the mutual aid and cooperation of our time and see what we can do to all step out and make a difference. Listen, this is Candy G. I am so glad you spent this hour with myself and Greg Braden. And you know what I want you to do? I want you to get out there and do something remarkable. Thanks, and bye for now.